Recording?
Yeah. Mm. Put them together and what do you get? Bibbidi bobbidi boo.
Okay, I wasn't sure. I was like, I don't know. I think you get Brady to Gordon for another touchdown.
That's right. That's what you're going to get all fall long. Brady to Gordon. Hope. Brady to Gordon. Brady to Gordon. Guy's going to end up with 16 touchdowns this year. He's got one, right? He got one versus the Steelers.
He did.
So he'll get the other 15 from Brady.
In the game where the coach claimed he accidentally started him.
Yeah, okay.
I'm like, I'm never going to believe another thing Hugh Jackson says.
Yep, you accidentally started the most talented player you have at the wide receiver position.
Well, because he was supposed to be on some sort of...
Double secret probation?
Yeah.
Well, it's the Browns, man. You can't trust them. They suck.
All head coaches are liars. Speaking of AFC North teams that suck.
Pittsburgh?
Is Tomlin fully lost control of the locker room?
That is correct.
And that team?
Yes.
Okay. Is that going to continue to contribute to their terrible performance for the rest of the year?
That is correct.
Is this his final season?
Nope, because the family won't do that to him.
Oh. Yeah, but they already fired Bruce Arians and fired the other guy.
Yeah.
Surely they're running out of people to fire, and then you're going to need to let him take responsibility for... It was a good 12 years. I'm not mad at him.
He's got at least 4 years of failure, and don't call me Shirley. No, I don't think there's any way that he leaves on his own, like, unless it's on his own.
Okay.
I think he will stay until it's been 15 years, and then he'll walk away.
Okay. That's too bad.
I agree, because he's a terrible coach. That team does not get any better after halftime. They make no adjustments. They make no adjustments year to year. We've had the same game plan against the Patriots for 15 years. And guess what hasn't worked for 15 years? That game plan versus the Patriots.
Right.
They make me so angry. Are you clipping your nails?
Nope.
God, you are such a girly man.
Sorry, they are long.
Go get a pedicure, you freak.
I don't like people touching my feet. Pedicures are for your toes. I'm not going to clip my toes on the middle of the show. That's gross.
Are you sure?
Fingernails are totally different.
Just be a man and gnaw them off with your teeth.
No, I don't have time for a manicure. I barely have time to get a massage tomorrow. That's the kind of life I lead.
Oh, the humanity. I barely have time for my massage.
I barely have time for a 1 hour massage tomorrow.
Jesus. Ray, I think I'm coming in like extra loud today.
Oh, that's not cool.
Every time I talk, my bars are like peeking out.
You should reduce your mic gain.
I haven't touched it though.
I don't care.
I believe you, but that's right. A way to fix it.
Let me do that. Is that any better? I think that's better.
You're also talking extremely quietly.
No, that's not the case. It's still better.
Okay.
Are you done? Can we start the show yet? Can we let people in the room at least?
You can. I only have one nail left after this one
Christ.
That I'm working on now.
It's like 14 clips per nail, too.
But my thumbs are, you know, a normal thumb size. They take extra trims to get them nice and round.
Hell.
I want to have weird jagged
nails.
Yeah,
just paint them pink, too, you pansy.
No.
It's like 7 clips on that thumb. What are you doing?
Yeah. No, my nail lady uses, like, a clear coat.
Jesus.
But again, I don't have time. I had to pick and choose. It's either manicure.
Golly, man.
Or massage, and I wanted to go with the massage. I got to do all this crap and lifting this weekend.
You should get the massage after the lifting, not before the lifting.
I'm going to get both.
All right, I'm opening this up.
Was that competing someone from North Carolina that was in first?
What?
There's someone called UNC Fan 1 jumped in before Samurai.
Yeah, he's been on the show for months now.
Really?
Yeah, we're huge in North Carolina.
I'm sorry, I've never noticed that name before. I'm a terrible person. I mean, that's a given, but...
Right, but I mean, I'm curious to know if he and Samurai are like arch nemesis or allies.
That's his brother from another mother. Could be brother from the same mother. What do I know? They're both furiously typing right at the same second.
At least they both have power. That's all that's important.
Yeah, I got some pictures from my friend Hillary, you know, that you went to high school with.
I do.
Yeah,
yes.
And she got mandatory evacuated from her town And she's not allowed back to see how her house is. She had some pictures from down the street from her house and everything. Like, the whole houses are underwater. Cars are underwater. Looked like a bad time.
Yeah.
But she's...
She should put off seeing that as long as possible.
Yeah, but she's safe and okay and...
Do you know what city she lives in?
I do not, because I'm a terrible friend.
Fair. You can't go around asking people personal questions. That's outrageous. You're a good friend.
Her boyfriend is a Marine at the Marine base. What is that? Camp Lejeune? Is that what that is down there?
Jacksonville? Florida?
No. North Carolina. Yeah, wow. Camp Lejeune. That's what I thought. So, yeah, they live off base somewhere there. So I wish Hillary...
Wait.
And
is it?
And Ash all well.
Ah. Isn't Lejeune French for, like, child?
I don't know that.
Okay.
I don't know French.
Okay.
Oh, I see. You're going with the SNL skit.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, what was that? Lejeunes de Paris?
Yes. So teens or something like that? Because the eatery on Penn College's campus that is run by the culinary program is called Lejeune Chef. The young. Thanks, Grinch.
The young ones. Woo. Yada, yada, young
Sorry,
ones.
That sketch cracks me up.
The young ones or Lejeunes de Paris?
Lejeunes de Paris. It's just got ridiculous dancing and the nonsense.
The young ones also cracks me up, so that was a good show.
I feel like I'm aware of it, but I've never seen it.
Oh, I was so, weirdly enough, I was just watching it last weekend. I have some, copies on a hard drive, maybe.
Sure.
Of the episodes of that show. And I was like,
well, I know you have the original, so you have to have backed up in case something happens.
That's right. So I, put it on and watched the first couple episodes again just to make myself laugh with Vivian and the boys.
It still holds up, huh?
I still find it funny. When it cuts to, like, the puppets and stuff, and it was like the talking rat in the corner, and that stuff's funny. I mean, it was funny 30 years ago when I saw it on MTV the first time around, so. Yes, the musical acts are very dated, Samurai. There are some horrible bands playing punk rock music from England way back when.
That sounds like appealing. Now you've got me. You've rehooked me.
I'll show you an episode next time you're down.
All right. Not this weekend, but next weekend.
Okay. You coming down
next
weekend?
I'll be down.
All right. What do I know?
Yes. Yep. I've told you. We've talked about this.
Dude,
I have a janky. I have an awkward wedding to go to.
All right.
It's at the same time as the Penn State Ohio State game.
All right. Well, I'm going to watch the Penn State Ohio State game.
That's fine. I wouldn't come to this wedding either.
Okay.
Did the other people going get a hotel room?
I didn't ask anybody. I don't want to try to, like, I don't want people to reach out to me.
Yeah, you don't want to be responsible for that.
No, I don't want. I don't have that kind of.
I just thought it was funny that, hey, we're going to go to State College. It happens to be on the Ohio State home game. We'll just get a hotel room whenever.
Yeah.
Know.
Yeah.
And by get a hotel room in State College, you mean in Altoona.
Yeah, that's what they said. They sent out a note. The people getting married sent out information that said, yeah, you're going to stay in Altoona if you're going to stay somewhere.
Why would you even try and get married on that weekend?
I don't ask questions.
That doesn't even make sense.
Dude.
I don't think originally that was, the plan.
Right.
You should have rescheduled your wedding. That was just poor planning.
I agree. That was terrible planning.
I remember I had to go to a wedding once during a Penn State football game. It was terrible. Even, like, the groom had a radio and we were listening to the game. Like, that was a weird wedding. I had a friend who he got married and then he had a family tradition where they actually owned a ball and chain and they connected it to his ankle. He left the reception for a while and no one knew where he was. He was at their family farm down the road and filed, like, and cut through the ball and chain to disconnect himself from it. And then they had, like, this weird thing where, like, they were, like, some religion where they washed feet.
Oh.
And dancing was not allowed.
Oh, my.
And,
Grace,
like,
brethren?
I don't know. And then, like, instead of, like, tinking glasses to ask them to kiss, someone was ringing a cowbell. It was all very bizarre.
Hmm.
But
everybody had clean feet, so that's a wedding.
But eventually,
right,
we got a, radio piped in over the, because, there was no dancing, so there was no, like, music at the reception. So at least we got the Penn State game on the radio. Something. It's very bizarre. Good old college days.
All right, you can start the show now.
All right. True Believers, welcome to the 159th, I should have fixed the script to say, installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I'm Craig, the Woolly One. With me, we got KS72, Sneaky Bean 15. They're Ray, they're Ian.
Hello.
Ha ha!
Alright. This is the week of the 19th through the 26th. How was everyone's Constitution Day? That happened since the last time we talked, right?
Solid. I don't have any idea what day that is.
Mine was probably good.
Is that last week? Was that the 12th, maybe?
I don't know. You came up with it.
I just remember seeing a sign telling me that I should go somewhere to celebrate Constitution Day.
Wow.
Apparently that was Monday.
All right.
Wait. What? This, like, 2 days ago?
Correct.
Okay.
All right.
I've never heard of that. I didn't know it was a thing.
Yeah, I just saw a sign somewhere and went, oh, all right. I like the Constitution. I'm a big fan.
Yeah, we could have gone out and had a beer.
Yeah. Just like the Founding Fathers would have. They liked beer.
Right. I'm quite sure.
Yeah, they were totally into beer. All right. In your Deadpool dailies, today was the Blue Angels. Tomorrow's a Blue Black Panther. Friday, Red Magneto. Saturday, Yellow Storm. Sunday, Red Cage. Monday, Green Groot. Tuesday, Blue Spidey. And Wednesday is a Blue Daredevil. Over in the 5-day 4-star coverage! Oh, the Titans. When last we spoke, the 15th, it was Teen Gene. Ian, did you...
Still is, I think.
Did you pull that one out?
No. Unless I have time after the show, I'm struggling. Mm. Moonstone's just giving me a beatdown. Teen Gene does not generate.
You gotta try and set up some match fives just for your own fun. You know, don't match them. Leave them there.
Right. Yes, it's a real struggle. I'm getting closer and closer, but I tried enough times in a row that I ran out of the boost that boosts some amount of my match damage, and I got angry and quit.
All right.
Yeah, not having her champed is an extreme disadvantage.
It really is. I actually, I wound up in a match with her. I think the final time I played was the first time I've resigned a match in Puzzle Quest in a long time. I haven't rage quit in ages. And, like, my first move was a typical match 3. The computer's first move was a match 4, which created a second match 4 right below it at the same time. And then that cascaded into enough to do the red, or either the red or the black on turn 1. And I was like, and I'm done. I just opted out of the match and went to bed. It was awesome. I was real, real heated.
Understandable. By the way, I did that exact same thing on a match earlier today. Different fight, completely different fight. The one, the last PvP where it's everybody's level ridiculous.
Yeah, the terrible balance of power.
There you go. Everybody was using America and Okoye and Thor that I could see. Like, as far as I could see, it was just those. And yeah, going up America, so I brought my America, and on their my turn, there was like one move, so I made it for like team up, and then that changed the board enough that they could get a cascade of every color on the board, and I went, I'm done. I know what's going to happen now.
Yeah.
I know how that character works, and I just quit.
Next turn, America is going to start, you know, hammering you.
Yeah, for, you know, tens of thousands. I'm done. As far as Teen Gene goes, though, that, you know, it was fine for me.
Coming up next on the 20th is Valkyrie. I have no idea what she does, and mine's level 70, so it could be a problem.
It definitely could be.
Yeah, I don't have her championed, and I don't remember any of her powers. So I don't know if the ones that I have are the good ones, if they're all good ones, or what I can do with just red and yellow.
Well, so the red is her damaging one, so that's good news for both of you.
Optimism. Optimism here.
The black will definitely help you build probably your red because it puts out the countdown tile that as long as you're doing damage to the one person that it's targeted, which has to be your opponent, you will get extra AP. So that's good. The passive, the yellow is a passive. And the only thing I remember about that is something about allies. She puts out strike tiles when somebody hits allies or something.
All right.
So that's going to be not so good. But I think it does something else. I don't have her in front of me, though.
I got a puncher's chance.
I think so. Yeah, okay. I think so.
We'll
Level
see.
70 is going to be rough, though. You might have to ISO her up.
I want to ISO you up. After that, on the 25th, is everyone's favorite Starbucks employee, Gamorpha.
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 She's,
she says I don't she think don't I'm gonna want win this that latte one either. No more.
Yeah, it's going to be a struggle for me. I feel like I have her at a 2-1-2. So again, unless I was informed one of those does stun. So if I can stun them long enough and repeatedly enough.
You can, because that stun is always cheap.
Okay.
Yeah, the stun is cheap, and it's a really good stun. It's one of the better stuns in the game. I mean, it also, you know, can stun the second person, which is useless, but its main stun is pretty good. I'm trying to see what level 2 does, though. Stuns for 2 turns at a cost of 6, so it's not bad.
Yeah, you just keep matching all that blue.
Cool.
All right, in Storyland, the Hulk event, I think, still has another day to go for me yet.
Yeah.
As we covered last time, gets you all those cage covers. Ian, did you get any of all those cage covers?
All of them.
Oh, nice.
I'm sorry, I lied to you. I didn't mean to.
Oh. No, I'm sad.
I just wanted to try to stay positive for the show. I haven't clicked on that event a single time.
What?
Moving has, fully consumed me. I come home at night after doing either a podcast or bar trivia, and I play just enough matches to get my daily reward and not get yelled at by the Alliance, and then I go to bed.
I don't know. I hear that you guys bail on your Monday podcast every week.
We do, so I can go play bar trivia. That's way better than my Monday podcast.
You're making Joe sad now.
Sorry, dude. We're trying. We've had lots of hiccups. It's not always me.
Uh-huh.
It is often the angriest of salads. Occasionally, it's Jared. He's
all dad distracted.
Yeah, we've been taking turns torpedoing the Monday podcast.
All right. I think you guys should just fire Adam and have me come on. How about that?
Yeah. No need to fire Adam. You can just be on the show.
All right, moving on.
Oh, I think Samurai is on to something. You should message me. How can we? Yeah.
We could make Pub Trivia
podcast. Get ready for the new Ian and Samurai podcast, everybody. It's coming. It's going to be a thing.
Is it real Pub Trivia or is it that jerk from the radio Pub Trivia?
I feel like the jerk from the radio works for the guy who does the real. I don't know what makes it real or unreal. Could you give me a hint?
Is it, you know, guy's name trivia?
Yes.
Oh, see, I don't like that guy's name trivia.
Well, it's called Quizzo.
Yeah, that guy.
It's hosted by John Mackey.
Well, here it's hosted by jerk from the radio.
Yes, but here it is hosted by the guy who makes it up. So yes, it's, I don't know if it's what I don't know what makes it real or fake.
I don't know.
A guy.
I just don't
he
like
has a
questions.
Speaker and a microphone. What's that?
I just don't like some of the questions that he comes up with.
Oh.
They seem lame to me.
Like on a personal level?
Yeah. Every time I've ever gone to Quizzo, I've left and been like sad that I was there.
Ha. Huh.
I would rather play like the computerized trivia, you know, the pre-made one that the bar has the little computers for.
Oh, that's for bums. Live bar trivia is the way to go.
Nah, everybody cheats and uses their cell phones.
No.
Yes, they do it over the what do you call it, Otto's.
Well, it's because Otto's patrons are scumbags. They have no integrity. It's bar trivia. If you need to win bar trivia that badly, then by all means, use your cell phone.
Just saying. Someday Ian will move to State College and we can dominate bar trivia.
That is unlikely. Do you know how much less likely it got since last Monday?
100% less likely?
Yes, and then it was compounded this Monday. Because, yeah, it was like 1,000% less likely last Monday. Because I was like, well, now, you know, we're stuck in this house for at least, 12 years, 13 years to own finish this school optimally. Then I came back on Monday, and while lunch was delicious, I had to go to lunch on my own, which means I had to drive through downtown State College. And I was like, no way. There's no way I'm coming back to this nonsense. This isn't appealing in the least.
Especially not right now with all the building construction. It's a mess downtown.
Yeah, it really is.
Man.
Where are we at?
We're talking about the PVR. No, I'm sorry. Hey, starting tomorrow, it's Galactus.
Oh, sorry. I was expecting Craig to be like, greetings, true believers. Welcome to this show.
Galactus is next in the Storyland. We'll talk about it a little bit later in news.
Okay.
PvP land. You got, you all right there?
Yeah, that was good. That was a real bad derailing.
Okay. You got Earth's Mightiest. That'll get you a blue battery, a red Marika, some CP, Ant-Man, and Kamala Khan. And then you got the Arrow So Terrible, Best Friends Forever, where you'll get Kamala Khan and Ant-Man, and then King of Wakanda and Squirrel Girl are the rewards there.
Is that the two-on-two fight? Is that what that is?
Oh, yeah, I hate that one.
Oh, okay. I think I might be looking forward to that, but we'll see.
Did you get the exciting news for the next segment?
No.
Oh, Galactus drops more ISO these days.
Good. We didn't get that far yet.
Yeah. Well, I wanted you to have it when we got there.
All right. Well, I'm going to read the infographic when we get there.
The infographic has news about Galactus?
The Galactus Hungers Forum post that has an infographic in it.
Oh, I did not know. Ooh, that's classy.
Just tell me about a pie.
Oh, no. We're there already?
Yes.
All right. Let's talk about some pies. Let's talk about Hornazo?
Hornazo.
Hornazo. It's a Spanish meat pie. We're going global for our meat pies now because you can only there can only be so many delicious southern English pies.
All the way across, you know, the English Channel and then south a little bit.
Right. Like the other delicious meat pies in this vein, it's very similar, except
chorizo.
Stuffed with chorizo, pork loin, and hard-boiled eggs.
How about that?
That sounds awesome. It is a Salamanca tradition. Isn't that the Indian casino right across the border?
It is, yeah. I've been to Salamanca many times.
I feel like I have, too. Less so now that we can gamble here in PA, but... Anyway.
That was 5 solid seconds of dead air.
Yeah, I know what. I'm sorry. We're so deep into the soon to be renamed pie segment. I'm like, what haven't I told you guys about pies at this point? Like, I am. I mean, there really anything you could know about a pie, you should know it by now. Either or you're Joe and you've never heard a single segment of the pie segment. And you're not listening currently.
Because he only gets, you know, the first couple of seconds and then the last couple of seconds. And then that's it.
Hello?
What happened to Craig?
I'm here.
Craig live via satellite.
Sorry.
From Salamanca, Spain.
Somehow I forgot that, you know, I actually had to speak into a microphone.
Right.
I got out to go across the room to get my copy of VHS of Pride of the X-Men. For the next segment.
And then
realized that I left it upstairs.
Ah, well, that's show prep for you. Yeah, really, I'm sorry. The once I found out what was in Hornazo, that's when it peaked. I was like, hard-boiled eggs and chorizo. You've won me over. So, drawing ever closer to the final pie, I would like to thank, as always, savior of the segment and my personal hero, this pie.
This pie. All right, speaking of which, I had meant to have in my hand at this moment my VHS copy of Pride of the X-Men.
Right.
Which is a fantastic cartoon featuring, you know, Kitty Pride. But it's upstairs, so you just have to all have to pretend. Not that you could ever see it anyway, so it doesn't matter.
That's someday okay.
Someday we'll do this as a video show, and then that'll be the last episode.
I'm sure everybody is totally unfazed.
Pa-pow! Oh! Snap!
You can't blame him. He's a dad now. He's right? Got to do those jokes.
I'm just kidding. Adios mio. All right.
Man, I'd have to go get on my plane made by Lockheed. Terrible. All right. So she is a yellow, purple, red, a 5-star character. First power is called Phase and Conquer. This will create 3 yellow protect tiles with a strength of 417 for 8 yellow. It has a passive. At the start of the turn, if there are 4 or more friendly strike attack or protect tiles on the board, improve them by 633.
Woo!
Max of 5 of these. For every member of the X-Men on Kitty's team, this threshold goes down by 1. I'm assuming that is the threshold of the number that has to be on the board, not the max, because that would seem like a detriment.
I believe that's how that reads, yeah.
But, you know, improving by, you know, so you're putting out 3 at 417 and then immediately, like, next turn, increasing them by 633 more.
Mm.
That That adds up fast.
Yeah.
That sounds like a whole lot of protection. The next power, the purple passive, is called Circuit Breaker. This one's a little wonky. Are you ready, Ian?
Nope, but I'm on board. Let's all go. Right.
At the start of the turn, if one does not exist, and enemy strike, attack, or protect tiles are on the board, create a one-turn fortified purple repeater tile, not a purple people eater, and that will replace an enemy strike, attack, protect, or countdown tile. If there are no enemy special tiles on the board, instead this tile will destroy itself and deal 13,286 damage.
Boom!
Right. So either it's taking away their special tiles or punching them in the face, something fierce. That sounds real good.
Mm-hmm.
Her last power for a paltry 6 red, practiced offense. This creates a, sit down for this one, Ian, a 9-turn countdown tile.
I'm already dizzy. Keep going.
Now, this is, while this tile is on the board, if Kitty or one of her teammates takes damage from an enemy power, create 3 strength 469 attack tiles. Which, you know, then she will immediately next turn increase by 633.
Right.
She sounds like she's going to be fun. No? Yes?
Yeah.
Yeah, she sounds very powerful. I mean, kind of in a very specific way, but it sounds like it could be very nice addition to your team.
So there is the Kitty Special Limited Vault. Starts on the 20th. That's tomorrow. 40 items. 1 Xavier's Finest token, and a Wolverine X-Force cover, and then random 3 stars and such. The special legendary store called Xavier's Finest, also starting tomorrow at noon, which will get you a 15% chance to get either Kitty, Jean, or Old Man Meatbag.
Ooh.
Additional tokens purchased for 25 each. These I'm probably going to spend some CP there because I want those characters.
Yeah, we're saying these are tokens that come out of this Galactus event?
I
did we talk about the Galactus event?
Not yet. That's next.
Okay.
However, yes, in Galactus Hungers, it will reward tokens to the Xavier's Finest cover store.
Shazam! Definitely 1, possibly 2.
So I'm excited for Kitty. You know, she's been around in X-Men land for a very long time. She's been a leader of the X-Men. She's, you know, pretty much
done it all.
Yeah,
didn't you say she's the boss these days?
She is the boss in X-Men Gold, of which I think the last issue I just picked up today, so... X-Men Gold.
Like what Ice9 said on the Discord, pushed 15,000 in projectile protection, kept running out of people to kill to get them higher. 15,000.
That's insane.
That makes a little difference.
All right, Ian, Galactus Hungers.
Yeah.
So in your individual rewards, you can get in there some She-Hulks. The Wiccan, he's still a character in this game.
Yeah, on board for both.
And 900,000, yes, will get you an Xavier Finest token.
Shazam!
Alliance will get you 3 Hoods,
mm-hmm.
3 Ghosts,
ooh,
and an Xavier Finest token. So
Shazam!
You should be able to get, assuming you... well, I don't know. You should get 1 Xavier Finest token, because the Alliance will suck one up for you.
Yeah.
We'll see if you can get 2.
I feel like I've made progression before.
Yeah, the last event.
Yeah, but you keep telling me you have to move and stuff, and you're busy.
That's true. It's going to be a big weekend for me. I don't think I'm going
to
make...
I think you need to make separate trips in the moving, and then you take a load to the new house, conveniently hide yourself in a closet somewhere, play some Galactus, then go back and get the next load. You know, just keep telling Kelly to, you know, get things ready for you when you're back.
Well, here is where I'm going to shine. This is a weekend for me to work. So Saturday from 10 to 5, I will be here with no customers and my boss is in Mexico. So my shift will be spent playing almost that entirely. I'll try to get it right from the get-go when I get here. And then hopefully the nodes will reset at noon and I'll go another clear there. And that should possibly get me there.
All right.
Because I'll make time on Thursday if I can squeeze it in between my... manicures and massages, I suppose.
Fancy, man. Your powered-up list for Galactus Hungers is Kitty. Your Iron Man, what is that, the 46? The Widow, Daredevil, Hawkeye, also known as Cliff, Old Man Meatbag, and Banner. Still, someday Banner will get better. Someday. 4-star powered-up, though, is the world's greatest character of all time. 1 Allison Blair.
Yeah.
She's powered-up. Some guy I've never heard of. And then Cho, Fist, Wolverine, Hulkbuster, meh, and the other widow, Blonde Widow. Three-star land, it's She-Hulk, Gray Suit, Fist, Daredevil, Hulk, Battery, Hawkeye, and Patch.
I'm really confused, though, because you said some guy you've never heard of.
Yeah, Wiccan. I had no idea who the character is.
See, that is a reference for Blade. You can't change it up that much.
Yeah, that's the guy who, you know, he's in this game.
Some guy I've distinctly heard this before. Some guy I've never heard of. That's Blade. You can't do that to me. If you want to call him, you know, Gabe, I'll get that.
Yeah, it's true. It is Gabe Kaplan.
Gabe Kaplan. I'll understand, but yeah. In any case, I was really confused. So
your dreams are your ticket out. There you go. That's the news and local news. I don't know. State College.
I think we've already been down the local news train a few too many times.
Yeah.
We kind of have, but I've got a couple from Perondiac.
All right.
If I can find them real quick here. Number one, South Atherton got the speeding reduction we talked about previously, but it didn't stop the Corvette from flying down the road and splitting in half on impact with a tree. This is like downtown here, almost. Guy was driving a Corvette and split it in half. He says it's an unfortunate loss of life. Obviously, the kid was killed. But the speed reduction is a good thing, in my opinion. I just have to say, the speed reduction, where it is, this is highly residential, I'm perfectly fine with it. But that did not make a difference here. He was going faster than 35 miles an hour. Let me just be clear on that. Have you seen the pictures?
I did. It's a mess.
Yeah,
I have not.
I've heard that originally when it was called in as a two-car accident because, you know, the car was in more than one piece.
Yeah, the car is all over the place.
Is it too soon for a Paul Walker joke here?
Not for me.
Okay, I just wanted to float it out there and get a general consensus.
Second piece of news, 221 people signed a petition to charge a fee for plastic bags at grocery stores.
Yeah. Which, you know, doing to the, you know, permanent population of State College is less than, you know, 0.5% or something.
Right.
But yeah,
council. I just find it amusing. They're trying to turn us into California.
Yep. Council's totally going to have to talk about this, I think, on October 1st.
What are we talking about?
They want to ban bags and straws in State College.
Man, you show one sea turtle with some single-use plastic jammed in its holes, and the whole country goes topsy-turvy.
All I know is we have a hard enough time getting, like, businesses to, you know, run downtown. If we suddenly, you know, tell Target and stuff that they're not allowed to give anybody plastic bags, yeah, this won't work.
Oh, Samurai also posted a piece of local news. If you can, help the folks in the eastern portion of the Carolinas who are still without power. If you're having trouble finding a place that you can donate to help, you're really not looking hard enough because there's good donate buttons all over the place. So, Samurai posted it. WRAL.com, Hurricane Help. There you go.
Yeah, it is a mess down there. So,
yeah,
hopefully, you know, people down there get some help. Have you got more?
Nope, that was it. Sorry. I forgot we were waiting on me. You're good.
Then moving on. So this week on It's Always Sunny in Xandar, how Lockjaw got fat.
Somebody's feeding him hardtack, I think. I don't know.
That's right.
Sorry, I've seen very few actual episodes of Always Sunny in Xandar, but...
I've never seen a single episode of It's Sunny.
The old, like one of two that I've seen was what you're referencing, and it cracks me up.
All right.
But let me tell you about Lockjaw, because I also don't know anything about Lockjaw, other than he's the tuning fork dog from the Inhumans. He seems to be friends with Miss Marvel. He's got yellow, blue, and green powers, and is the only character that summons characters that don't exist in the game?
I believe so.
Okay. Well then, for zero yellow, his passive ability is Loyal Protector. Whenever an enemy match includes a friendly special tile, Lockjaw jumps in front, resisting 25% of the damage and dealing 200 damage to the enemy. That ramps all the way up to resisting 100% of the damage and dealing 826 damage to the enemy.
Yeah, that is an awesome ability.
Yeah,
every time he does it, I'm just like, good boy.
Oh, for 9 blue, you can activate Royal Escort, and He will, this is where he summons someone different depending on which color is most present on the board. So now I gotta slog through all these. I'm gonna keep it short. Blue makes Quake, yellow makes Kamala Khan, green makes Black Bolt, purple makes Medusa, Crystal comes out if it's red, and black, or Karnak comes out if it's black.
Rain makes corn, corn makes whiskey.
No!
Whiskey makes my baby.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I'm just going to sail right by that portion of the segment.
Country music.
Woo! The modern country music. Ugh.
I had quotes around country.
All right. I didn't see them, but now I do. Right. The dog that bit you, 9 green. It converts 5 random basic tiles to charged tiles. It also converts 8 random basic tiles to charged tiles. It looks like it's got a passive component. At the start of the turn, if there is a charged tile in the enemy's strongest color, deal 111 damage. That damage goes up to 509. Boy, let me look before I scroll down any further. Obviously, I want to go with a 5 for Royal Escort because it's got the most components, so it's probably the most fun. 355? Am I relying on Loyal Protector to activate by the enemy matching away a friendly special tile?
You sure are, because when you got it teamed up with Medusa and Carnage.
Right. In the right scenario, I can see that being much more powerful. So, as usual, I'm wrong, but I'm sticking with 355.
I wrote him 535.
Ooh, that sounds even better because I don't know what any of these middle powers do.
The royal powers I don't find to be all that useful.
Sure.
And yeah, the dog that bit you and royal and the yellow protect one are where it's at.
Okay.
So I'm running mine at a completely broken 553. And I say completely broken because I never use his blue. So what am I doing? So I'll be changing that here shortly.
Okay.
Because I use him a lot when the enemy has Carnage. So I'll throw Nico on with Lockjaw and Medusa as a they destroy everybody using Carnage's tiles. So yeah, I would prefer Nico's blue. So why I'm not using his green, I'll never know. So be changing that here.
Solid. It's been a learning moment here in Always Sunny in Xandar. Well, that's Lockjaw. It's Always Sunny in Xandar.
Muy bien.
Good boy.
Let's hit the mailbag. What you got, Willie?
There weren't a whole lot of comments, but the comments that were there were extra long. So let me see if I can get through them. First, on the D3 forum, Zusak says, given his love of phyllo dough, I'm assuming Ian has probably already done this, but chicken pot pie with phyllo crust is a pie worth trying out and not a brutal crime against humanity like some of the other pies feature.
No, that's a great suggestion, and that's good living. I don't see how you could go wrong with that.
I once got a venison like pot pie thing down at what's above the corner room, Down Street Grill.
Yep.
So yeah, it was like a savory meat gravy venison thing with the phyllo dough crust on top, and
it was
tasty, very tasty.
Did it have veggies in it?
It did.
You enjoyed it.
It had your root veggies, with potatoes and carrots and
okay.
Not like actual veggies.
Right, nothing green.
No, root vegetables.
Okay, I gotcha. I was a little nervous.
Onions, might have been a parsnip in there, I'm not sure.
Zootsax also said, incidentally, if you question Cat Thor, here's a link, and he gave a link. Basically, it's Loki spending better part of the comic shape-shifted as a Cat Thor, a product of Squirrel Girl's roommate's fan fiction.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm out. I looked at the link for about 2 seconds and went, yeah, that's enough. But good luck. I mean, I'm glad you like it. I'm not a big fan of Squirrel Girl. I don't like the type of artwork. Anyway. Stinkpalm says, this was a good chat, and I'm not even done with the episode. Completely unrelated to MPQ, but relevant to Ray. Elon Musk was on Joe Rogan this week, and their conversation was awesome. I haven't heard all of it, but yes, you are correct. Anyone who prioritizes football over MPQ is fine by me, no matter their opinion of the Bedfordshire Clangers. All right. Also, I have something to bring up in the support group. Hi, my name is Stinkbomb, and I consider myself a friend of Angry Salad. Perondiak also, in addition to his local news, said that Red ISO update, a boost of 18 times ISO... Yeah, I like this. And the new character clue, cat-like reflexes, black cat, saber-tooth, Kitty Pryde. I'm down with Kitty Pryde. Well, congratulations.
Yeah.
I'm down with the sickness.
D-Wing's wall of text. I suddenly realize that I need Ian giving a dramatic reenactment of at least one battle on each episode. Did you give a reenactment of a battle? I don't even remember that.
I don't know. I've been exposed as someone who did not make time to listen to last week's episode.
I tune out every time Ian talks, so I can't help you.
Solid.
He says he finished the PvP simulator for the first time. Finally, a reliable 4-star team to take out Medusa, Gamorpha, Gwokket. America, Kate, and the ever-loving Thing. Somebody's using Thing in a team. That's
He's
amazing.
Got a pile of hit points.
He does. He has more hit points than the other two, so just about every initial attack triggers Rock Solid. America punches Medusa as much as possible, and Kate has all the nukes. So, there you go. Try it out. He said, yes, even I can provide game-related content from time to time. he says his dog is looking at him confused and concerned as he has spent the last 5 minutes incapacitated by laughter from Ian's Blair Witch Project genius. I also complimented me on the pitfall sounds. You are welcome. I enjoyed finding them. Turns out there are 6 sounds from Pitfall, so it didn't take me long to get them. Yeah, and that's 3 of them. he says, I had a mental image of Ray just getting up from the computer and walking away during football talk. I don't know what you're talking about.
Hey, we did a bunch of it before we even started recording today, I think.
That is true.
We got to try to get it out of our system early.
Yeah.
I don't know how long that went on. I totally zoned out.
Yeah.
It's a fine line between enjoying a drink over ice and over rice. I had to double take that one for a second. And he said the devs are now trolling Craig by giving purples to Ian and Ray. I approve.
I don't approve.
Yeah, that I know. It's part of the reason I wanted to bring it up again. Jordan from Jersey. Angry Salad has no friends. Sounds like a secret communist code in the Cold War.
The rooster crows at midnight.
Right. What's this week's pie? Angry Salad has no friends. All right, here's the codes, comrade. Nice.
The clue. Tigra, Black Cat, Shadow Cat, or 5-star Drax, maybe? No, Shadow Cat, just not by that name. And Bundles, he said... Christ, I've spent way too much money on this game since Monday.
Good. It keeps us with something to talk about.
Finally, I don't know this person, and I'm probably going to mispronounce the name. Grayus with an H. You figure out where to put it. He says, wow, a reference to Group X's Mario twins? I'm on board. I would say to them, you want ice cream cone? Both of them would say yes. I do those words mean anything?
For sure.
Okay.
Oh, that's funny.
Brings me back to the days browsing albinoblacksheep.com on dial-up.
Nope. Then it was probably followed up by it's peanut butter jelly time.
See, I was thinking it was the Kenya song on YouTube when I was exposed to.
But not in Kenya.
Where can you see lions?
Or the what was the mushroom one?
Oh yeah,
badgers, 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 badgers,
mushroom, mushroom,
snake, 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 badgers, badgers. Then they had the soccer one, right? Then it was footy, 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 goal, goal.
England, England,
England, England.
If you haven't seen these before, nobody has any idea what is going on currently.
That's fine.
Is Badgers, Badgers, Badgers still, is that webpage still exists?
It's got to. Probably.
At the interwebs?
Sure. But before you do, that's it. Right. That's all I got. Mailbag is empty. Hey, thanks, Willie.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, badgerbadgerbadger.com. It's still there. Badger, 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 mushroom, mushroom, a badger, 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 badger. That is great.
Always go too deep down the rabbit hole, dude.
Yeah.
Always.
Sorry.
I get it. That's part of your charm, but you need to You didn't start this segment.
Oh, is this waiting on me?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, man, I'm terrible at this game. All right, wow, we're to that part of the show already. Holy smokes.
Yes.
Once again, I am Hans.
And I am Franz. we just want to pump
you up.
Oh, man, that was right on. That was good.
We've been set back quite a ways.
Woo! See? If you can distract me from how this show works, we can make it work.
Do you look at the Discord? Yeah. They synced. That's really good. Holy it happened.
Aha, Ray didn't edit this one. No edits.
Well, not yet. It's live.
But I will replace my saying beep with an actual beep.
All right.
Nice.
Go ahead, Ian. Tell me about some people.
Oh, holy majoli. Let me go to my handy dandy infographic and tell you about who is boosted coming up. Ooh, 3-star Black Panther. I love that guy. Good old T'Challa. He's got some good strike tiles that are going to get boosted. And his AoE is plentiful and does even more damage. The blade that I've heard of is in this game. He has a huge attack tile that's going to get boosted. His sword attack's going to get boosted. I don't remember what else he does. Does anybody know what his third power is? I used to use him every day, and I have no recollection of what that third power could be. It's the one that puts out...
attack tiles?
Strike tiles? Nope. Strike tiles are swords, right? I have that correct mnemonic device.
You do.
Swords or strike. Yep. The one... The attack tile is his purple one. He puts out two huge attack tiles as long as there are six or more strike tiles on the board.
Is that what the trigger is? I thought it was number of red tiles on the board. He puts out strikes.
Best to put out the strikes. The attacks are based on the number of strike tiles on the board.
That's right.
Okay. It's been a while.
The black power is just a sword attack, right?
Yeah. The black power just chops you for some damage.
Yeah.
Yeah. So everything's looking up for 3-star blade. Daredevil. I don't know. Him being boosted, he'll have more hit points. So he's got a stun repeater that I use. The clearing enemy tiles when he kicks you in the head. And his ambush, I don't really remember. That's a trap tile related. He's not a guy that I like that much.
His radar sense will do damage if you destroy tiles.
Correct.
So that'll be boosted. Yep. Yeah.
The hood. Everybody's favorite thief.
Yeah.
That won't get boosted, but that's where he lives. He has other two abilities where he throws reduces countdown tiles and board shake plus damage. But it ends your turn. Man, that frustrates me to no end.
Yeah.
I can't. And again, speaking of ending your turn. Squirrel Girl's going to be boosted. Those protect tiles end your turn, but good old squirrels will still be there, and nuts from above will still be there. So you might get some good mileage out of some interesting middle-tier 3-star characters this week. I like the mix. Nothing to be over the moon about, but they're all pretty okay. All right, 4-stars. Carnage is boosted. Everybody likes that guy. His AoE should be right up there, so that'll be good. He's a good member of many teams where it involves giving special tiles to the enemy and to yourself.
Yeah, the one thing to remember about his AoE, though, you can fire it at 7, but don't wait till you get 10. I think those are the numbers. But if you fire it at right away, it does damage to your team as well. If you wait till the next match, then it won't. The one thing to remember.
Right. Iceman is boosted. Are you sitting down? Bobby is so simple. Even Ian can tell us what he does without reading the infographic. Challenge accepted. I'm going to bungle this. No, I'm just kidding. Fortunately, his crash just happened minutes ago. So I know that he does a ton of stun. That power switches to a fair amount of damage. His green AoE is going to get a good boost. And his purple seemingly does nothing. It puts out a few more blues that might boost his green AoE. Now Miles, I don't remember Miles as a character in any way. I feel like he has an invisibility power.
He does.
Does that sound okay? Let's read. Maybe I can learn something from this handy infographic brought to you as always by UNC, not currently underwater samurai. Oh, so the damage he does when he comes out of hiding will get a nice boost, and he'll do a little extra damage with his stun. Oh, Rolk. The Rolkiest of Rolks. His green AoE should do a lot when he's boosted, because it already does a good amount. It says here it'll be somewhere in the 15,000 range. So that's a lot of AoE. So use him, because his 7 generates a ton of green and steals all theirs. Gamma Siphon!
Lisa needs braces.
How? Venom got a rework? I'll be. All right, so allegedly Venom got a rework. He's always been so poorly rated by the other players, I've never investigated what he does. I feel like Yellow does some damage, but then gives the enemy a bunch of shields. I don't know what his other two powers do. Let's see.
All I know about this version of Venom is that he is useless on my team and an absolute wrecking ball. When the AI uses him against me, he does 11 billion points of damage every turn.
Nice. Well, he'll be doing that plus some because he's boosted this week. Good old Eddie Brock style Venom. The original. No, not the original. The original Venom is even worse than the Eddie Brock style Venom.
Don't bring that up anymore. Moving on.
So that's who's boosted this week. Listen to me now and believe me later. Brought to you, as always, by Mystify.
So thanks, I believe Mystify. Samurai gave you a Ian McKellen applause line for doing Bobby. I think that's nice. What that's for. So
okay.
That's what I'm going with.
Let me see.
Yes?
Nothing. I was just checking. He often has a good suggestion, and I didn't read it yet, so I wanted to read it and make sure I didn't cheat the listeners out of it. And I will just tell, I'm just going to give it to you verbatim before I leave this segment brought to you by Mystify. Wiccan is the 4-star featured for Galactus. Run him with Carnage for plenty of enemy special tiles. Oh, if you want to change.
Knew what Wiccan did at all, because I don't
no
know.
No one does, it looks like he makes enemy special tiles. If you want to break from Carnage Medusa, pair him up with 4-star Iron Fist instead, since he helps feed green with his blue. And there you have it. That's Samurai's Suggestion Corner. Also brought to you by Mystify.
All right, let's move over to support time with Ray and Ian. I don't remember what this segment's called. I screw it up every week.
I can change it every week. We're very flexible.
All right. Ray, do you have something to speak about?
I do. Hi, everyone.
Hello, Ray.
Hi, Ray.
This week, I am going to talk about a Spider-Man support for an in-game support, but not Spider-Sense, because you need to put Spider-Sense on Iron Spider. I'm talking about the one that you want to put on any other Spider-Man, because Spider-Man always needs his web shooters.
True story.
The homemade web shooters. So my understanding is this works on any Spider-Man that you put it on. I don't have them, so you know, I'm just going by what I read. But at rank 1, you take 28 less damage from enemy matches. I'll take that. I always like a little bit less damage. That goes up to 289 at max level. Again, being able to keep my Spider-Man alive, I'm all right with that. Rank 2, 2 stars. The supported character's blue match damage is increased by 13, which goes up to 132 at max level. Rank 3, your purple match damage is increased by 14, goes up to 147 at max level. And at rank 4, the supported character's critical tile multiplier is increased by 0.3, which goes up to a 1.4 multiplier increase. So these ranks are all about making matches all the time. Rank 5, when you make a blue match, there's a 15% chance to gain 2 extra blue AP. I always love the AP gain, so kudos on that. That chance goes up to 50% chance at max level. Again, I always love the ones that generate extra AP. Those are always nice. And the final power is a special. If you have it on Spider-Man, and why wouldn't you? Anytime you make a match 5, create 2 random web tiles. Now that's really going to be where you want to use this. You know, where do you really want your web tiles at? I don't even know where I put mine. I would imagine on my 5-star, but I never use them, so it doesn't come into play. Oh, no, I don't have. Right, I checked. I don't even have this one. So in any case, it increases your match damage, and it decreases the enemy's match damage against you and gives you extra AP and web tiles. I mean, it's perfect for Spider-Man. So there you go. Throw it on any Spider-Man that you use. All right. There you go. That's web shooters.
Thanks for sharing, Ray.
Sure. Ian, do you have something?
I do. Hi, my name is Ian.
Hi, Ian.
Hi, Ian.
Thanks. All right, let's talk briefly about nannies. Now, nannies are essentially... No, and I will get to that portion of this, and I will tell you more.
I will
educate you, young sir. Nannies are...
Can we reinsert child the nanny care the providers. Theme?
What's that?
Ray, can you reinsert the nanny and the professor theme into this part of the show?
I suppose if I have to.
Sure. They're really just child care providers that provide the child care in the children's family setting at home. I mean, they used to be, you know, servants that lived in the house and served the lady of the house child care and housework were their primary duties. But now you hire a nanny to... they still often do light housework to supplement the traditional roles of the mother, but child care is their primary job. How are they different from, let's say, a babysitter? Babysitters just make sure the child doesn't die while you're out for the evening. A nanny is more of a full-time caregiver so that both parents can pursue careers or do something other than care for the child during often the day. I don't know. The time does not matter. How are they different from au pairs, you ask?
I do.
As you do. Yeah, that's fine. Traditionally, an au pair is an untrained man or woman who comes from abroad to live with the host family so that they can...
Hey, we all come from abroad.
So, right. Zing. I kind of like that one. Come from a land far away so that they can learn the local culture, language, and customs. And as part of their staying with the host family, they help care with for the children. How is this different from a governess, you ask?
I do.
A governess's job is to educate the children inside their own home. Governesses are like a real-life, old-timey cyber school. So that way you don't have to send them off to the local schoolhouse. So this are the differences between nannies, au pairs, babysitters, and governesses. But we're focusing on nannies as today's support. So thanks, nannies.
Ian, did you ever watch the TV show Young Indiana Jones?
I did. Didn't that star one half of the Boondock Saints?
I did, but not until later.
Right.
So the you know, the house had episodes with little kid Indiana Jones, who was like 8, 10, somewhere in that ballpark.
Oh.
And he had a very strict governess that traveled around with the Jones family. And her and young Indy would get into troubles. And, you know, they got lost in Russia once and...
Right,
met, that like, makes Tolstoy, and things happened, and you know.
Yeah, that makes sense. His dad is not someone who would want to skip on Indy's education.
Right, so they hired this old woman to teach Indy things while, you know, Senior was out.
Right,
doing his stuff. Good show. If you have never seen Young Indiana Jones Chronicles, big endorsement.
Okay, if I see it on streaming, I'll.
I have it all
look
in the
into
DVDs.
It more.
So
okay,
yeah.
Well,
of course
we'll work
do.
That on. Yeah. That segment, as always, brought to you by Fortify.
Fortify yourself.
Exactly. Thanks for fortifying the support segment.
All right. Now we're at the part of the show where we'd open tokens, but I still can't get Dazzler, so I'm still on the hiatus.
Oh,
you guys should open some stuff.
All right. I got to open Steam, and then I got to load updates. So we're going to hopefully Ray won a whole bunch of tokens. I can't keep this up forever, Craig. Do you see the crashes that are coming down the pike? I am going to be out of tokens. I cannot win with Valkyrie and with Gamorpha. I cannot continue to support you in this segment for much longer, but I will sure try.
I got to wait for Dazzler to get in these tokens, man.
That's fine. Any second now. New season starting. Surely there'll be updates there. So Ray, you don't happen to have two to open, do you?
I do not. However,
all right, well, when I get there, I'll open two.
I'm going to ask the question the samurai asked. So when is the Young Indie reboot with Shia LaBeouf coming out?
Oh, good God, no one wants to see that. And Shia LaBeouf's like 40 now, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. That
and Grinch, Grinch also asked, wasn't that on at the same time as Briscoe County Jr.?
That's so strange that
very
came
well
up.
Could be.
That's exactly what I was thinking about when Craig brought that segment up.
Really?
Yeah, get out of my mind, Grinch. That is weird.
I mean, Briscoe was on Fox. Young Indiana Jones, I believe, was on NBC like Sunday nights.
Right. Because I've been moving and I've been packing stuff up and I just unearthed
maybe ABC.
A portion of my bookshelf that held all my box sets. And in the back was my box set of The Adventures of Briscoe County Jr. And I was
nice.
Like, yeah.
That's a good show.
It was, and then it got renewed for a second season and didn't know what to do, and it got really weird and awful.
It got really weird and out of hand.
Cowboy Elvis shows up, and it just goes wrong from the get-go.
I love that show. It was brilliant.
All right, I'm poking Loki in the face here.
All right. Do it, Doug.
It's not a poker. Sad time. So it is a 4-star. Oh, very useful, unfazed 4-star ghost. Who I just championed this week. So that will take my ghost up to a 273. I haven't actually got to use her yet, but I want to. She looks good.
All right. Craig, I'll carry you for another week since I got a latest Legends token here recently in my daily resupply. Do you want the left eye or right eye?
I'm going to go in honor of Lisa Lopez.
Okay, here we go. It's a unknown commodity, 4-star, Iron Spider. Pow.
I love that ability.
And the right eye yields another 4-star. Hey, I might need that. It's a X23 holding back.
Laura Kinney.
What?
Laura Kinney.
Oh, I thought you said R. Kelly. I was like, what's going on?
No, that's a whole different thing. That's got the pee-pee video.
I was like, I know X23 is young, but no reason to make an R. Kelly joke about it.
So where does that put you, Ian?
It was my first save. She's still at 5-5-5-2-2 with one saved. And I did not pay attention to where Iron Spider was, but he's got to be at something very modest because he is new for a guy like me. I'm sure I can find him on my roster and tell you that he's a 2-2-1 now.
All right, Ian, what's on the podcast network then?
You will acknowledge this guy right now or I will punch you.
I'm sorry. I totally forgot about the OG. This guy.
This guy. Thanks, this guy. Punching Craig's coming back into fashion.
Okay.
Thwip the pow.
Thwip the pow, exactly. So we're part of a podcasting network called the Soon to Be Named Network, available at soontobenamednetwork.com or soontobenamednetwork.tumblr.com. There is a giant hodgepodge of shows on there, ever-growing. New shows showing up all the time. If you would like quick direct links to any of the shows, our homepage, puzzlewarriors3.com, has a lot of them. Or simply go to soontobenamednetwork at soontobenamednetwork.com for a complete archive of every show available. Some even past shows that are no longer currently in the mix can be found there.
Yeah, you can totally catch the new wrestling show featuring Joe and the Fancy Guy. Fancy Gentleman, that's what they call him. I don't know, they talk about wrestling. I got nothing else. Anything else for the good of the order?
Nay, says I.
I believe I'm good.
All right. Well, thanks everybody for once again joining us. There must have been at least a minute of Puzzle Quest talk in this episode. Check us out, puzzlewarriors3.com. Comments, suggestions, you know the drill by now. Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit, the D3 forums, or directly off our webpage are some contact links. While you're there, click on the Amazon banner, buy yourself some stuff for... I have no idea what the next holiday is. Anybody?
I don't even know. Halloween?
Sure. Buy yourself some Halloween stuff. Or head over to cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors3 and buy yourself some swag. Maybe a t-shirt you could dress up like a puzzle warrior for Halloween. That's all we got. So goodbye for now. And remember, kids, that this pie will get the message delivered. Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, friends.
Good night.